She loves her job, and she loves us patrons as well. She's been working at the library for 40 years. She just became the regional manager of LBTH, and also she got this job. But she got one of the jobs anyway. After she graduated UH, I would like to present Sue Sigibora for the library.
Ron.
When United worked at the library for the blind, was my first job after graduating from library school, and will probably be my, it will be my last job. I hope to retire. I just really love my job and working with all of you, so thank you. Okay, so I always appreciate ATB inviting me to give you an update about the Library for the Blind. LBTH celebrated its 85th anniversary last year. And thank you for those who helped us celebrate. We celebrated on August 25th. It was really wonderful to have Warren and Julia present, Terry Tom and his wife. Mrs. Lydia Ranger, who was the first librarian to manage the Library for the Blind. And it brought together the older generation, the younger generation, and it was a time for us to remember all the many accomplishments that have happened throughout the 85 years. LBTH has a very long history, so many of you know we started out with long playing records. Any of you remember that?
Yes.
When I first started, we had long playing records. The cassette, the talking machines, the cassette, analog recording for production, manual circulation, manual collecting of statistics. Presently, we're now into digital technology. You all have your digital talking machines. We have an automated circulation system. Now you can download your books. You can your iOS apps and Android apps to go download from your phone. We are digitally equipped in our recording studios. And also radio reading is digitally, we have digital technology. Last April, I was fortunate to be able to attend the NLS National Library Service annual convention. Taryn Kinninger at that time listed NLS's five priorities. Number one was to maintain the quality of services. Number two, add more books to the NLS program. We have new magazines and locally produced materials from different libraries throughout the network. Technology to improve delivery apps and to reestablish the priority of Braille.
Yes.
I heard a yes.
Yes.
We are very committed to that. So Judy Gibson and Tamara Rory talked about the UED, Unified English Braille changes. So that's already in beginning last year. And I started producing all the Braille books that they used. Increase the number of patrons. They have presently have a national outreach campaign, TV spots, radio spots. Have any of you seen any of the? I'm not sure it's reached Columbia yet, but that is a goal. They're assisting network libraries to do outreach to their respective areas. But it is LBPH's goals as well to promote our services and to support. We are always interested in finding out who's not receiving the services and who can receive the services. Equipment and accessories, the new generation of digital machines is in the future. Yesterday they gave us the information on this USB Braille switch that's now available. It will be compatible with the standard and advanced players. It provides control of all functions except the power on and off. So patrons who use this will have to be connected to AC power when using this. If you're interested, contact LBPH. collection, increasing the digital reference book collection in Bard. How many of you use the Bard?
I do.
The new Bard standards and guidelines and services to meet current programs and needs. So this is, it's very helpful for network libraries to have these guidelines. You know, when I had to update the position description for the branch manager's position, it really helped to see some of the requirements that are being recommended by through this standards. Bard Express, are any of you using Bard Express? Okay. Bard Express is to simplify the logging in, searching, browsing, downloading, and transferring audio reading materials from the Bard website. So it, so yesterday they released this update. So this is, if you already have Bard Express, just go in and it'll prompt you to download the new I understand it's to work out some of the bugs in the original Bard Express. If you're interested to find out more about the National Library Service, go into www.loc.gov/NLS. You see all the different things that are available, the highlights, what's new at LBC. Also, if you get the talking book topics, at the beginning of each talking book topic, there's information about what's happening in at NLS, our new features. In the January-February talking book topics, they changed the way you're getting your talking book topics. For a while, you were getting the cartridge in a red container, your order form in a separate, well, now they've combined it. So in the cardboard envelope, you get the red container and the order form together. Okay, so in you do not need an address card when you return the red container with your cartridge in it. Okay, and this only applies to the magazines. This does not apply to your books, which are in blue containers. We are presently, we have an irrigation landscape project that's going on since January or last year, end of last year. What they're trying to do is to make our area be more presentable. You know, we're right next to the Waikiki Kapahulu Library. Waikiki Kapahulu Library side has sprinklers, LBPH side does not have sprinklers. So you could see the difference between the green lawn and the brown lawn. Patrons complain about it. So it helped actually to get some work done. So what they want to do is, they're right now they're digging up all the plants. They're putting in, they want low maintenance plants. We have a major homeless problem. So they're also trying to make it difficult for homeless people to sleep, around the library. And we're very conscious of helping the homeless, et cetera, but it is also a problem, security-wise and such. So we hope to have the place looking much, much nicer, maybe towards the summer. Okay, we're part of the Hawaii State Public Library System. We're one of the branches. If you go onto the new website, it's www.libraryhawaii.org. And there's a section that says, tell us your library story. If you're interested, when we first started, I was working with Art and Joy Nakata of Kuanaka. So their stories are on the website. Right in the beginning, it says, tell us your story. So if you have a chance, go in. Art and Joy did a very nice job telling their story about using the library, using the Thompson books, and, you know, what it means to them. Press reader, where the library system is going to be offering this press reader, which has 6,000 newspapers and magazines from over 120 countries and 60 languages. So the official launch will be on Monday, March 6th, and the news conference will be on March 9th to promote this. Every year, the library does the summer reading program. I do see some teachers here. So June 4th to July 15th is this year's summer reading program for children, teens, and adults. Registration begins on May 30th. Last year, instead of recording the number of books that you read, we recorded the number of minutes. There were some who liked it, some who didn't like it, but the system decided to go and count the minutes again. You'll be registering online. You know, we're going to need to tweak some of the procedures being set up as a total system to accommodate LBPH patrons. So somewhere down the line, I'd like to talk or meet with the teachers working with the students, because we're really trying to make it, you know, accessible to LBPH patrons. And we want to get more people registered and participating in the summer reading program. I know we have some adults here who participate in the program as well. The state librarian is very, very supportive of LBPH. If you haven't met her already, she and her husband will be present tonight at the banquet. And again, she used to work with libraries, a couple libraries for the blind on the mainland. So she's already familiar with, you know, LBPH. So we're very appreciative. So I'd like to thank all of you who use our services, who help promote our services, who support LBPH, and those who provide comments on how services can be improved. And we do this with our Consumer Advisory Board, which you have people, Art is a member of our Consumer Advisory Board. So if you have comments, you can call me directly or, you know, contact Art. I'd like to congratulate you on behalf of the Hawaii State Public Library System, Library for the Blind and staff, and thank you for all your support over the years. You know, we don't operate in a vacuum, so truly appreciate Warren and his group for, and all of you for supporting LBPH in whatever way you can. It's been a very rewarding journey working with all of you and LBPH, providing the services, and I wish you continued success as you continue to advocate for the blind. Do you have any questions? No. Okay. Thank you, everybody.